Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Welcome to the 53rd edition of Indire 2.0. Today we are broadcasting from Radio Student in Ljubljana, and we have a lot of music to present from the late year of 2022 and the beginning of 2023. So let's just begin. We are starting off with electronic club music and the producer Dvidevat. She has put out her third EP, Pulse Diffusion, in December last year with Kamizdat label. Her sound is inspired from Detroit electro, and more on that we will hear from Dvidevat, or Jera Topolovec herself, in a short interview coming right up. Then we are listening to a song titled Circuit X.
Hello, Jera. Thank you for coming to this interview. How are you?
Hello, Ula. Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm very fine. How are you?
Oh, yeah. You know, same old. We are hanging
Friday-ish.
On. Yeah, Friday. So, you have been all around the underground music scene for the past few years as a DJ, as a producer, and other stuff. And first, I would like to just ask you, where did you start with electronic music or club music?
Yeah. So basically, I started attending like electronic events not so long ago, really. Like musically, I grew up among like some more of the traditional types of genres. Like I played the violin for a really long time. I sang in a choir. And later when I moved to Ljubljana, when I started studying here, I like collaborated with a couple of bands, and that's where I like started to play analog synths. So eventually, like also I attended a couple of festivals, which were primarily there was like concert music, but they also had like a couple of electronic stages. So that's where I first listened to Noisia, and I had like this epiphany of electronic music, and I started my adventure with drum and bass genre. And that's I like also attended more of the clubbing events in Ljubljana from that point on, and that's where I also met like a lot of new people who I've later become close friends with. They're actively doing some promotional work in Ljubljana. They're promoters, also artists from our local scene, and that's when they like basically introduced me to techno music. So first, it was like really weird. I mean, it was like the opposite of everything that I've experienced with music till that point. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it was somehow like of a boring genre for me. Just I think because it was too repetitive, and I didn't have like trained ears to listen to that type of music. And yeah, just because I was like in this new surroundings, I started like digging a lot of music, and that's when I stepped onto electro with like artists from the early productions of, I don't know, Jensen Interceptor, AUX 88, Trixia, and so on. And this was it for me. Like that's when I found the groove that I've always listened to from like my early days on in hip hop and R&B and stuff like that. So it had like this broken groove. It had like a lot of melodical energy, and it was really engaging for me. So that was like the stepping stone of me doing the stuff that I'm doing now in electronic scene.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that there is not that much electro going on in in the underground. How do you maybe see how the electro and techno might also be a bit fluid in like some events?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, how do you see the electro scene or artists here?
I think that, like electro in general, in like all the history and in Europe and also in America, it was never really so hyped as techno was. So basically you have a lot of different eras of techno music evolving, but electro just like stayed electro in its core and in its idea from the very beginnings. And I think like now, we don't have a lot of electro artists in Slovenia, but we have like I think that every artist, the, especially those who like combine a lot of genres in their sets, they are also fond of electro and they know how to incorporate it in their sets. So yeah, I mean, you have like a lot of techno producers and a lot of techno DJs who also like appreciate electro and listen to the genre in a way that, you know, it suits them. But yeah, it's still like a micro scene, which I think is becoming more and more, more popular, but not as in techno scene, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everyone basically likes it, but no one likes it as much that they are going just to be like producing electro and DJing electro, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the techno is getting more and more aggressive and louder, and electro is just a, how would it, like a happy rave. It's more
It's a happy rave. I also think so. Yeah, that's why I like it.
Yeah, nice. And let's move to the EP Pulse Diffusion that you mentioned in another interview that you recorded that one at home.
Yes.
How was that compared to studio recording?
So yeah, the only thing is that I recorded this one mostly on my headphones, which is not so good when you're producing stuff because like the speakers does just like another job when you're like making a sound picture. So that's the only thing that I see was quite harder for me to accomplish a good sound picture on my headphones. But from that point on, I just know how to like balance the two, and I'm working on just producing music not in the night, which is every time like really, it's an easier job to do if you're producing it at night. So basically I try to produce all over the day to have the option of on listening also the music over speakers, and yeah, that's it.
Okay. But what would you say was the biggest difference that you noticed? Was it because the sound is not, like the room is not filled with sound?
Yeah, everything, so in details. No, I just think like the, how would I say, like I'm still learning how to produce music. It's like a really hard and long, complex workflow of doing the exact sound picture that you would want to hear. So in my latest release, I'm just maybe coming to the point where I'm almost satisfied with the work that I'm doing, but yeah, I have a lot of things to learn and master, and I think that's the thing, that you just have to be in a place where there are no complications regarding the sound from any X persons, you know, like if you're producing at home, that's the thing, you always have to be careful of what your neighbors are going to say. So I think that's the only thing. But still, yeah, it's like a never-ending process that I also can master on my headphones, you know. And yeah, I'm just eager to learn as much as I can in this process.
Okay. And you said that you are still learning how to produce, but you also help other people learn how to produce.
Yeah, that's true.
Music, right?
yeah.
I'm interested, like, what's your advice for people who are starting out?
Oof, yeah. I mean, if I'm like looking from my perspective, I just am the type of person that is always like eager to try new stuff out. And when I first like got the opportunity to play the synths and drum machines and to like DJ, I was just, you know, I saw it as a new skill that I tried to learn. And I think that's the core thing. You have to have the energy and the love and the be eager to learn something new. But as I said, it's like the next thing is that the instruments and the equipment is quite hard to buy, you know, it's expensive on how they look at it. So basically it's not a very cheap hobby to obtain, you know. And the thing is, you still can like produce music and DJ over some material that you can get on the web, so not on hardware but on software. And I think just like the initial spark to start and learning this stuff it was enough for me, and I think it will be enough for someone who wants to do this like on a more skilled level, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it, yeah. So for the last question, before we go, listen to the music that you've shared with us this year. What would be your dream collab? What would be like someone to work with or to have a back-to-back?
Oh, yeah, that's a really hard question because there are like a lot of really, really talented producers that I'm listening to and that I look up to. But I think like the first artist that really hooked me in his music was Reptant. He's a very talented producer from Australia. He was touring over Europe last year and I hope he's coming back again because I would really like to invite him to play in Ljubljana. But yeah, I think that's my dream collab for now. Hope it happens someday.
Nice. Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much, Jera.
Thank you so much, Ula.
And we're going to go forward and listen to one song from Pulse Diffusion EP.
Woo!
So, we are continuing with electronic music flow with another producer, Lowlander, who has put out two albums in like 2 weeks, one with Spanish label Italo Moderni and the other one with Slovenian digital label Honest Work Recordings. He is loyal to analog production and we are gonna listen to some sticky techno beats and his song Streets of My Town from the release with Italo Moderni. are in the show Indiri, and adding to the current mood, we will be listening to an artist Kiss, who self-released an album Elektro Izvorika. It is not uncommon that contemporary artists are mixing electronic music with folk music, and Kiss is doing just that, adding her own interpretation on the folklore and its actualization. We're gonna hear the song Moje Borje. You just heard Kiss with the song Moj Borje. Next, we have three different musicians coming together from different genres, creating a band Samuč and their latest EP Nesting. We have a lot of soft guitars in the intros of the song, then some psychedelia, experimental and folk genre fusions with storytelling vocals. So, let's just go ahead and listen to a taste of the album Nesting with the last song on the piece titled Butterfly. Okay, so the next project we are highlighting is Phototon, with their first release Sve boje jazza. In English, that means all colors of jazz, and it's an experimental project connecting musicians from Slovenia and Croatia that explores the relationship between image and sound. All of their music is accompanied by illustrations made by Filipa Valinčić. Apart from producing experimental improvisational jazz, they also want to do workshops for kids who would listen to their music and draw to it. That would make the mental connection between image and sound stronger while bringing jazz closer to the youngsters. So let's go ahead and listen to one composition titled Noć Dan, translated to Night Day. Thank you. Hi, you are listening to a show Indire broadcasting from Radio Student for everyone who tuned in later. We are presenting the loudest band in the local area, the Canyon Observer. They are a metal band with extra loud and complex compositions, and on the latest album Figura, released by Kappa Records, they are also incorporating strings and wind instruments, making a unique sound that spreads out from metal to noise and jazz. We are going to listen to a long composition titled Koža or Skin.
We'll be right back.
Next, we are presenting a band, Broken Lock, that was established way back in 1995. And they have stayed in the same constellation since, which is, let's say, quite impressive for any band. On their new album, Postmodern Songs, they are critical towards the system through progressive hardcore and stoner riffs. We're gonna dive into a track, 100 TV Channels. Last, but definitely not least, we are highlighting a power violence singer-songwriter, Smedja in Smitke. It's a one-man band project that is based on socially critical lyrics wrapped in humor with a little help of right-wing YouTube corners and memes. Let's go listen to two songs from the album Trije smetni časi, titled Lahko noč nesreča or Good Night Unfortune, and Mojster mišica or Mr. Muscle.
Ne, ne boš se fajn počutil. Večino življenja bo fizično in čustveno zelo napornega. Ne, in tega ne učijo otrok v šolah.
Alright, this was all from Radio Student from Ljubljana for this 53rd edition of Indiri. I, Ula Kranz-Kuslan, was the host and Tolio was taking care of technical production. We are sending greetings to fellow radios and until next time, have a good one.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show. Indire featured song.
Turn on 100 TV channels and step on the edge of insanity with Broken Lock.
I have 100 TV channels. Come on.
Featured song. Indire. Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.
¿Buscas un lugar ideal para comidas en familia, con amigos o reuniones de negocio? No busques más. Brasería El Punto, en San Juan del Puerto. Regentado por Juan Pérez Eruste, nos ofrece tradición, calidad y sabor, con los mejores productos de nuestra tierra y de nuestra costa. En parrilla con carbón de encina y ladrillos reflectantes. Carnes ibéricas, mariscos, guisos y especialidades de la casa te están esperando en Brasería El Punto. Trato personal y rapidez a un precio excelente. Ven a comprobarlo. En San Juan del Puerto, carretera Trigueros sin número, entrada por autovía o por carretera antigua de Trigueros. Teléfono